Hello, movie lovers. Welcome to the BPS podcast. Well, I hope this is your go-to platform for one-location movies. In the last episode, we talked about the one-location movies back in the 50s. Now, let's dive into the 60s movies. We go from a prison in France to a club in Mexico. Check out the list of movies in the description. The Hole, a 1960 movie. It's all about breaking out of a prison and dealing with betrayal. Since there is no music, every noise you hear is just what you'd hear in a real prison. Another movie from the same year, To Each Own Life, is set in Mexico City and shows a bunch of sex workers getting together in a club to ring in the new year. Things get confusing in this era. Take Last Year at Marienbad from France, or Swedish film like The Silence and Persona. But the mysterious, the exterminating angel from Mexico stands out. In this one, a rich group of people find themselves stuck in a fancy dinner party for no good reason, making us think about society, people, and relationship in some pretty strange situations. The British cinema made waves with Lord of the Flies, all about power, right and wrong, and what happens when we play with our wild side. And the Japanese achieved great success with Woman in the Dunes, a captivating story set in a sandpit, reflecting on the struggles we all face. Over in America, filmmakers are pushing the envelope with movies like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Then you could tell him a whole lot of lies about me, scare him off, or maybe have him for yourself.
These films dig into dysfunctional families and their psychological troubles.
I've written a letter to Daddy. His address is heaven above. I've written, dear Daddy, we miss you.
The movie They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Explores how desperation can lead people to be exploited in extreme situations. And let's not forget about The Party, which brings the laughs within the one-location movie universe.
It's good to have a laugh.
In the 50s and 60s, indie films started getting big in the US. Andy Warhol, famous for his art, gave experimental filmmaking a shot. His films were more about being creative than having big budgets. And when he started showing different sexual preferences on screen, it was a big deal, showing how society was changing.
I don't want to be sad or to make you sad. I want to remember only the happy part of the past.
In the mix of all 60s movies, those set in just one place let directors go wild with their creativity, breaking the rules and showing us what it means to be human, even in small spaces. This is the One Location Movie Podcast, where every location tells a story.